Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I'm in Zephaniah chapter 2, looking at verse 3, where we read, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." Now, this was a cry that was made to the children of Judah specifically, because of their pride and arrogance and their unwillingness to follow only Jehovah. They began to mix in all the other gods of the Canaanites and so forth with their religion. And so he makes this message cry to the children of Judah. And he says, first of all, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. It's not the idea of searching like you've lost something, but rather looking to the one that was there all the while. The problem that it wasn't that Jehovah was lost, the problem was that they refused to follow him. And so he was there, all they had to do was turn to him and find him. And then he says to them, "All ye meek of the earth." That's an interesting expression. It's used twice in this one third verse of Scripture here in this passage. Meekness. Dr. Hobbs, our founding pastor, always said the definition of meekness is strength under control. Strength under control. You can have a powerful horse. You put a bridle in its mouth and you get up on top of the horse and you take the reins of that horse. That 1,200-pound beast comes under the control of the one who has the reins. And meekness is where God is able to control us and direct us wherever He wants us to go. And He says, those of you that want to follow God, you're known as the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. That's the picture that's given. He says to them, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Two things, righteousness and meekness, are to be the testimony of God's children in any given age. Righteousness, seeking that which is right. Meekness, being under the control of God to do His bidding. Those two things are what God looks for among the children of any nation here upon this earth. And you and I need to be found in the camp of the Lord.